Today's daf is Psachim Daf Chof Dalet, and we are 26 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis Mechti. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Manuela Baschana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadu L'chaim Taimir Ramosha Chaim, and Le'ilu Nishmas Aharon Ben Avram Zechariah Menachem, that's Rivi Schwebel's father, whose yard side it is tonight, and may his neshama have an aliyah, and befrat in the schus of all the chasadim that Rivi and his rebbetzin do, and in the schus of them igniting so many neshamas with their avodas hakodesh, may Aaron ben Avram Zechariah ben Achin be zoiche to a lichtige gan Eden. So in the middle of the sugya, which is the machloikis between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avo. Wherever it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat something, does it mean you only can eat it? However, if you want to benefit from it, you want to have hanah from it, you can. Or does it mean both Isra Achila and Isra Anah? Rabbi Avo said, every time it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat, it means you can't be nene from it either. Achi you parit l'cha akas of kederach sheparik l'cha benevela. Achi you parit l'cha akas of kederach sheparik l'cha betreva. Meaning, unless proven otherwise, Isra Achila means Isra Achila and Isra Anah. Chizkiyah said, when it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat, it means you're not allowed to eat. If you want to be nene from it, you want to sell it to a non-Jew, you want to feed it to one of your animals, certainly that's something you'd be allowed to do. Unless the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that it's not only Aser Bachila, but also Aser Bahana, then it would mean Iser Hana as well. What's an example of the Torah going out of its way to tell me that it's not only Aser Bachila, but it's also Aser Bahana? Said Chizkiyah, if the Torah would say, for example, not Lo Yoichal, but rather Lo Ye Yochel. Where does the Torah do that? Chometz. It says in the Torah, the Lo Ye Yochel Chometz. Oh, Lo Ye Yochel. Not Lo Yoichal. That's the Torah's way of going out of its way to tell me that this isn't just a regular Isra Achila, but rather this is an Isra Hana as well. And the Gemara went through a two-daf exercise up until this point, where the Gemara brought a whole bunch of different examples of Machalei Sasures and viewed them in the context of this machloikis between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiyah. Just to get an idea of how many sugis we went through. The Gemara, of course, began discussing chametz, talked about nevela, trefa, gidhanosha, dam, evim menachai, ashar haniskol, orla, a yisrael who's not allowed to eat truma, a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine, the issur to eat shrotzen, chalef. Regardless, the Gemara went through different examples, and the Gemara seemed to deflect and be able to answer all the different questions that the Gemara asked bein aliba de Chizkiyah and bein aliba de Rabbi Avo. And really, where we're at is, it's quite interesting, because it's not even clear whether or not there's any practical machloikis between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiyah. Meaning, in terms of how they arrive at their respective halachas, yeah, obviously that's the sugya. But lemaisa, it's not clear at this point what the machloikis is. It says the Gemara, Mechti, oisvinu kol hanikroi, vishoninu. The Gemara asked a whole bunch of questions, and all the questions the Gemara asked, the Gemara answered. If that's the case, Chizkiy Rabbi Avo, but my pligi. So what then is the machloikis between Chizkiy and Rabbi Avo? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the machloikis is. Bechometz bepesach va'aliba de Rabbanon. One machloikis is as it relates to chometz on Pesach according to the Rabbanon. Who's the Rabbanon? As opposed to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who we saw in Daf Chav Gimel, who holds that chometz on Pesach is mutter bahana, the Rabbanon argue, they hold chametz on Pesach is aser bahana. So that would be one nafgamina, chametz on Pesach alibid Rabbanon. Additionally, the shor haniskol alibid divrei hakol, and as it relates to shor haniskol alibid divrei hakol, meaning not only according to the Rabbanon, but according to everybody. And the Gemara explains, Chizkiyah nafik le milo yoyocha. In both of those parashiyos, in the parasha of chametz, and in the parasha of shor haniskol, it doesn't say in the Torah lo yoyocha, rather it says in the Torah lo yoyocha. So according to Chizkiyah, why will these things be aser bahana? Meaning, why will chametz on Pesach be aser bahana? Why is a shor haniskol going to be aser bahana? And again, just the chazu, what does it mean, shor haniskol is aser bahana? It means even if you would shech the shor haniskol, you wouldn't be able to eat it, and it would be aser bahana. According to Chizkiyah, it's because it says lo yoyachal. Rabbi Avo, yes, according to Rabbi Avo, nothing gleim in nevela. He learns it from nevela. Meaning, from the fact that the Torah had to say that a nevela is mutter bahana, that's a raya that every time it says in the Torah, in Isra Achila, that's Rabbi Avo's shita, it's going to be aser bahana. So really, what the Gemara answered to the question that we've been waiting two blocks for the Gemara to ask is just, it's a matter of semantics, right? The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between Chizki and Rabbah Avol? So the Gemara says, nafkamina would be chametz on Pesach, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that chametz is asabana. Sorry, in this school, everybody holds it as asabana. Why is it asabana? According to Chizki, lo yeyachel. According to Rabbah Avol, it has nothing to do with lo yeyachel. If it's also b'achila, then it's also going to be also b'anos. But the Gemara asks, then the very obvious follow-up question, Mechdi, at the end of the day, again, we're going in circles. Bein lamar, asurim b'anos. Everybody holds that they're both also b'anos. So my b'nayu, what is the nafkemina? So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you what the nafkemina is. Iki b'nayu, chulin shenishchetu b'azor. The nafkemina would be, if somebody shecht a behema that's chulin, in the Azor. So we know the Shechat Kachin outside the Azor is very, very bad. It's a parsha in Parshas Achrei Mois. It says in the Torah Yechayiv Koras, a whole perek in Shas, one of the most lumdish prakim in Seder Kachin, perek HaShoichet VaHamayla, which deals with these halachas. So that's something that's very bad. What about Shechting Chulin in the Azor? That's not as bad. In fact, it's even a machloikis whether Chulin Bazara is an Issa Deiraisa or Chulin Bazara is an Issa Derabbanan. So the Gemara says, you want to know what the nafkamina is between Chizki and Rabbah Avol? It's a very abstract nafkamina. Something very, very minute in the sense of the relative scope of what the machloikis seems to be. The machloikis is Chulin Shenishchadu Bazara. Is it going to be Mutabana? Is it going to be Asabana? Chizki Asava, Chizki holds Loye Yachel, Lemute Hani. When it says in the Torah, Lo Yeachel in the parasha of Chametz, when it says in the Torah Lo Yeachel in the parasha of Shor HaNiskol, is coming to teach me that those things are not only Asur B'Achila, they're also Asur B'Anah. That's what the Torah wrote, the Lashon Lo Yeachel, and not the Lashon of Lo Yeachel. Okay, Oisoi. What then does the Torah mean to be memayit from the word Oisoi that it says by the parasha of Trefa? It says Va'anchei Kodesh Tionli Ubasa Basa the Trefa Loisoi Chelu La Kelov Tashlicho Noisoi. You know what the word Oisoi is coming to be memayit? It's the Chulin Shenishchet Ba'Azara. To tell me that Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara is going to be Asa Bahano. Rabbavo held no. Oisoi Lamute Hani. The word Oisoi that it says in the parasha of Trefa. This was Rabbavo in the beginning of the Sugyah. Is Gufa the Makar, one of the two Makaris, if you remember, that every time it says in the Torah Nisra Achila, it means in Nisra Achila and in Nisra Anot. Because from the fact that the Torah had to tell me, Oisai, that the Trefa is Mutab Anot, this is something you're allowed to give to your dogs, it sounds like everything else really is going to be Aser Bahana. If that's the case, Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara, so what then is the Makar to Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara? How do you know that Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara is Mutab Anot? So the Gemara says, Lav Dei Raisin in it. Rabbi Vol is going to hold that Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara is actually Lav Dei Raisas. It says the Gemara, you want a halacha nafkamina between Chizki and Rabbi Vol? It's not nearly as global as you think it's going to be. Meaning, it sounded like from the beginning of the Sugya, Lo Yoichal doesn't mean Nisra Achil, doesn't mean Nisra Anot. But after further review, there's really no nafkamina. Because the two cases that Rabbi Vol holds this Isra Anah are the two cases where it says Lo Yeyachel, where even according to Chizki it's going to be Asma Anah. What then is the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is how you darshan the word Oisai in the parasha of Trefa. Like Kelov Tashlichan Oisai, according to Rabbi Vol, is coming to teach me that every time it says in the Torah Lo Yeyachel, it's really Asma Bahanah. Where are the two cases that that's Negeya? The two cases that that's Negeya, Shor HaNisko and Chametz. Whereas according to Chizki, I know that those things are asim anah from the fact that it said lo yeyachel. If that's the case, what's Oisai coming to teach me? Chulin shenishchetu bazar. What then does Rabbi Vol hold about chulin shenishchetu bazar? Lav dei raisa. Wow. So it comes out of machloikis Rabbi Vol and Chizki, a derivative machloikis is whether chulin bazar is a dei raisa or chulin bazar is actually not dei raisa, which is not our sugya. Although this is the punchline, this is really the nafkamina between Chizki and Rabbi Vol, but it's something that's really very much not our punchline. So just to regroup again for 1 second and to segue into the rest of the daf. And that is, so it comes out, again, the machloikis between Chizki and Rabbi Avol, which sounded like a major big time machloikis, really comes down to a shayla, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, deiraisa, olav deiraisa. Boils down to how to darshan the word oisai that the Torah says in the parasha of Trefa, like kelev tashlichan oisai, we all know the pasuk, but what does oisai mean in that pasuk? Either it's to teach me Rabbi Avol's chiddush, or it's chulin ba'azara. Okay. What also comes out is that although we thought it certainly sounded like from the beginning of the sugya that there was a major machloikus in Chizki and Rabbi Avol, clearly there's not. What does that mean? I thought Rabbi Avol said that wherever it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat something, it means Isra Achila and Isra Anah. Chizki said, only if it says Lo Yeyachel. Not a lot of times it says in the Torah, Lo Yeyachel. There's many times in the Torah that it says Lo Yeyachel. So what do you mean there's no nafkamina? The beer is because when we went through the Gemara, Daf Chabez and Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara showed that in the cases in the Torah where it says in Isra Achila, although you would have thought that it means also Isra Na according to Rav Avo, but there was special psukim that told me that even though it sounds like maybe there should be an Isra Achila and an Isra Na, Afal Pikin, it's going to be Mutabana. So for example, Gidan Nasha, there was a reason to say that Gidan Nasha, according to Rav Yehuda, anyways, it's going to be Mutabana. Damn, it says in the Torah, Na Ladi Itam. That's true, but there's a reason to say that even though it says in the Torah, Na Ladi Itam, it's still going to be Eva Menachai. Even though there's a reason to say that it maybe should mean Isra Na, it's really going to be Mutabana. So what comes out then is that every single time it says in the Torah, Isra Achila, really, it doesn't mean Isra'ana. There's only two times it means Isra'ana. Fact. Two times that it means Isra'ana. What are the two times? Chametz on Pesach and Asher on Niskel. And what's unique about those two cases are, just so happens in both those parshiyos in the Torah, it doesn't say Lo Yoichal, but rather it says Lo Yeyochel. But the point is that every single time it says in the Torah in Isra Achila, at the end of the day, even though there's a Rav Avo, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it's always going to be Mutabana. Why? Based on Psukim in the Torah. So with that backdrop, Yosef Ahumi Rabbana Chameidi Rav Shulman Bar Nachmeni. There was a rabbi that was sitting in front of Rav Shulman Bar Nachmeni. Yosef Ahumi Rabbana Chameidi Levi. He was saying over Torah in the name of Rav Shulman Ben Levi. He said, "Minayin l'chol yisurim sheb Torah? How do you know all these surim in the Torah? Diki heichin da surim ba'achila. How do you know all these surim in the Torah? Wherever the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, it also means Isra'ana. Now, remind me, Zakti Gemara, what's all the cases in the Torah where it says Isra'achilo and we're saying it also means Isra'ana? Chametz bePesach, v'sharaniskel. What do you mean? Those are the only two times in the Torah it says you're not allowed to eat something? Of course not. But those are the only two times in the Torah that says you're not allowed to eat something and you don't have a special ribuy in the parasha telling me that it's Mutar Ba'ana. There's only two examples of that. Shor HaNiskol and Chametz BePesach. So this rabbi was sitting in the presence of Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni. He sang over Torah from the great Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. And he said, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi wanted to know, what's the makar that these two cases are going to be not only Aser B'Achila, but only Aser B'Hana? So the Gemara interrupts. And before we bring what the makar is, says the Gemara, Minayin, Tepik Le, Mi Lo Ye Yachel. Doesn't it say Lo Ye Yachel? I mean, not only does it say you're not allowed to eat those things, not only is there no special ribuy to tell me that it's mutabana, but it even says lo yeyochel. Lo yeyochel, even Chizkiyah holds me as an Isra'ana. So the Gemara says, why are we looking for makaris for this? It's so pashut. It says lo yeyochel. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi held lo yeyochel Isra'achila mashmalei Isra'ana lo mashmalei. He argued even with Chizkiyah. Rabbi Avoa said lo yeyochel means Isra'ana. Chizkiyah said no. Lo yeyochel means Isra'ana. Rabbi Shua ben Levi took it a step further. He held that even lo yeyochel doesn't mean Isra'ana. So that's why he was looking for a makar. So Gemara says, okay, tepek leim nevela. Let's learn it out from nevela. Rabbi Avoa held, forget about Lo Yoichal. Now, Rabbi Avoh held, every time it says Lo Yoichal, it must mean Isra Achila and Isra Hana. How did he know that? From the fact that the Torah had to be Matir Nevela. The Gemara says, Safa like Rabbi Yehuda, Yoz like Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Dvarim Tichsav. The Gemara already went through this, Cheshman and Afcha Falbam days. Rabbi Yehuda held that when the Torah says, Legera Shebesh Arecha, Oy Machatim Karen Lenachri, that's what you're supposed to do with the Nevela. The Torah wasn't just saying you're allowed to have Hana from the Nevela. The Torah was giving you a Seder Hadvarim. The Torah is telling you what you should do. And it was Mavu in the Cheshvan that you learn Pshat in the Pasuk, the Torah is telling you what to do with the Nevela, that you can't use the parish as a makar to teach me that every time it says Isra Achila, it really means Isra Hana. If the Torah's Nasoin Titein is coming, is coming to teach me a heter Hana, that's a raya, that without a heter Hana, I would think it's Asav Hana. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah is coming to tell me Dvarim Kichsav, and the Torah is coming to tell me what you should actually do with it. So it's not, there's no insight in that pasuk as it relates to ordinarily when the Torah says something is Asav Achila, whether it's going to be Mutar Bana or Asav Bana. Says the Gemara, okay, Yisav like Rabbi Yehuda. Even if Rabbi Shua ben Levi held like Rabbi Yehuda, so he can learn from the Velo. Tepik lemehech nafkele Rabbi Yehuda milkel of Tashlich Anoisai. At the very least, learn it from the Kel of Tashlich Anoisai. Right, Rabbi Avoh had a backup plan. Rabbi Avoh said, either you can learn it from the Velo, you can learn it from Trefa. If you can't learn it from the Velo because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Dvarim Kichsav, then at the very least, learn it from Trefa because he holds Kulan Shinishka to Bazara is their Raisa. So what? So Oisoy in the parish of Trefa is not coming to tell me that only here it's Mutabana, but everywhere else where it says in Isra Achila it's Asabana. It's coming to tell me Kulan Shinishka to Bazara is going to be Asabana, which is only true if you hold Kulan Shinishka to Bazara is their Raisa. In fact, the Gemara proved the Rabbi Avoh must hold Kulan Shinishka to Bazara is Lav their Raisa. That is the Nafkamina between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avoh. But the bottom line is if you hold Kulan Shinishka, the Bazaar is the Raisis, you can learn out from the reader. See, the way, so this Tana, this
one of the Rabbanim was sitting in front of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini, and he was saying over to Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. He said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi wanted to know, how do you know the chametz on Pesach is not only asav achil, it's asav ano? How do you know the shara nischol is not only asav achil, not asav ano? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini interrupted him. What do you mean? It says lo yayachel. He doesn't hold lo yayachel. Learn it from the Vela, from the fact that Torah had to be mounted in a Vela. No, Torah didn't have to be mounted in a Vela. The reason the Torah spoke so much by the Vela is Torah told you what to do in a Vela. Not to be mechadesh a heterano, but to tell me dvarim kisav. Maybe learn it from Oysa in the parish of Trefa. No, that's for chulin shenishchut ubazar. Okay, so minayin. So what's the makar? And the Gemara now is going to bring three makaris from here until the end of the daf. It's technical. It's helpful to be very versed in Torah Shebek Sav, as we go through many psukim that the Gemara is going to bring. But atzad ashav shebehen, for the three makairis that the Gemara is going to bring, is it's very much mimerchak tovi lachmai. In fact, the Gemara is not going to have any makar anywhere that chametz on Pesach is really asav ano. The Gemara is not going to bring a mefurish makar that the shor hanuskol is somehow asav ano. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk that's extra, and we're going to pull out one of the lamed beis midos shatayr and nidreshes behem. We've had a few of them recently. So not the yud kimel midos of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer fame, but the lamed beis midos shatayr and nidreshes behem of Rabbi Eliezer ben Oishal Rabbi Yosei Aglili fame. And one of them is an eino yinyan kan tneyo yinyan likan. So we're going to literally pull halachas out of areas that have no shaykhis at all to what it is we're talking about, simply to try to find a makar to what? That chametz on Pesach is aser bahana, and that the shor haniskol is aser bahana as well. Zok de Gemara. Makar number one, the chsif. Now you know that it's aser bahana, because the pasuk says, chol chatos asher yuva midama. Vigoimer. So what's the migoimer? It says el oyel moyed lechaper b'kodesh loisei yachel be'ish tisarif. So the context of this pasuk is a very obscure psul in the laws of kachin, and that is we know certain elements of a carbon are nifsal b'liyotze. So if you take the dam of a carbon, you bring it outside of the azara, it's a problem. If you take basar kachin kadashim, you take it out of the azara, it was yotze, it left its mechitza, it becomes pasul. If you take basar kachin kalim, which is allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but you take it outside of Yerushalayim, it too becomes pasul b'liyotze. There's the lesser known psul, similar, but lesser known, and that's the psul nichnas. There were certain carbonos that had to be offered dafkin in the azar. In fact, most karbanas had to be born in the azar. So if you would now take the dam of a karban that needs to have all its avoidos done in the azar, and you would bring the dam into the heichal, it too would become pasul. It's not psul yoytze, because it didn't go outside of its tchum, meaning to a place of lesser kedusha. It's the psul nichnas. It went to a place of higher kedusha. There's an inyan, you have to be makaris makoymoy, and you're not allowed to take kachim outside of its mechitza, that's for sure. But also, you can't bring it too close to the kedusha. That's also going to be an issue. But the bottom line is, says the Torah, v'chol chatos asher yuva midame eloyo moyed. If you're going to take from a chatos that was supposed to be brought in the azara, you took its dam and you brought it inside, nichnas to the oyo moyed, l'chaper b'koidesh, as a kapara loy teyachel, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat now from this chatos, be'ish tisarif. What do you do with the chatos? You're supposed to burn it. So the Gemara says like this, she'en tamalame be'ish tisarif. Those words, be'ish tisarif, that you have to burn this chatnas that has a psul nichnas is extra. You know why? Well, the Gemara will explain. So why then did the Torah tell me the words be'ish tisarif if it's extra? If you don't need it to tell me the actual halacha, why not? Here the Gemara speaks it out. The context is Parsha Shmini. So after Nadav and Avihu died by Krivam Eish Zorah, so the pasuk says that Aharon and the brothers, Elazar v'Isamar, they brought a carbon chatas, and they burnt the carbon chatas. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they burnt the chatas, it was the chatas shel Nachshon, and he wasn't sure why they burnt it. So he started going through like a checklist of things. So he said, tell me, is it because the dam was nichnas? Is that why you burnt it? So what do you see from there? That dam of a carbon that's not supposed to go into the heichal, that goes into the heichal, be'ish tisarif. You have to burn the carbon. So the question is, why do I tell you have to tell me, kol chatas hashuva midama be'ish tisarif? I know from Parsha Shmini. I know it from the narrative. I know it from what happened with Moshe and Aharon and Allah's in Isama, b'shas Misas, not of Avius, I already know this halacha. So why did Torah have to tell me? So says the Gemara, no yin legufa. If I don't need it to teach me the actual halacha, t'nei win yilchol yisurim shabbataira. Wow. It's coming to teach me Kali Surim Shabbataira. That what's Kali Surim Shabbataira? Be'esh tisarif, says the Gemara, continues. V'meino inyan lachilo. And if I don't need it to tell me, Isra'chilo b'chol isurim shabbataira, because b'chol isurim shabbataira, I already know Isra'chilo. T'neyu inyan le'isra'na. It's coming to teach me the Isra'na. So you want to know how I know that
the chametz on Pesach and the shor on Niskel is also by no, because it says in the Torah, Be'ishti Sarif, with regards to a chatas that was nichnas dama in a place that it wasn't supposed to go to. The Be'ishti Sarif from over there is extra, because I know it from the Maisa with Moshe Rabbeinu. So why did the Torah have to tell me Be'ishti Sarif? To teach me that the chametz on Pesach and a shor hanisko is asabano. How in the world do I go from a chatas that was nichnas to chametz and pesach shor hanisko? It's a good question. But one of the lamed beis midrash, I turned to dress this by him is sometimes in eino yinyan teneyo yinyan. Now notice the lashon of the braise is l'chali surim shebetayra. Sounds like we're talking about the whole world, right? All 365 lavin. That's what it sounds like. But it's really not chali surim shebetayra. Really, what does it mean? It means the same chali surim shebetayra that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was referring to. Yosef ahumir rabbanu kamed rashon ben achmeni. Minayin l'chali Surim Shabbatayr. And what did we say Kali Surim Shabbatayr means? It means Chametz on Pesach and Shor HaNiskel. What's unique? Meaning, what makes that Kali Surim Shabbatayr? Those are the two examples where it says in the Torah in Isser Achila, and there's also Isser Anah. And by the way, just to make another thing clear, there are other examples of Macholis Asuris where there's an Isser Anah. Basav Achalav is Asim Banah. Oral is Asim Banah. But it doesn't say in Isser Achila. There's only two times where it says don't eat, and it means not only don't eat, it also means don't have Anah. But the Gemara says, if the Makar, that chametz on Pesach and shor haniskel, what we're referring to now is kol yisurim shabbatayra, and not only asa b'chila, but they're also asa b'hana, is learned out from the chatos whose dam was nichnas. So why don't we say makam b'sreifa af kol yisurim shabbatayra b'sreifa? Here it says that you have to burn it. So maybe chametz on Pesach shouldn't just be asa b'hana; it should be ton sreifa. Maybe the shor haniskel should have to be burnt on makra. So the pasuk says in that same pasuk, v'chol chatos hashuvim midam aloyom moy lechaper b'kodesh. It says Bakoidesh, and we learn from there Bakoidesh be'ishti sarif, Bakoidesh b'sreifa, ve'in kol yisurim shabbatayra b'sreifa. No, the sreifa part is unique to Kodesh, but as it relates to Isra Achila, that's something that's going to apply to Chametz on Pesach and Shor HaNiskel as well. Is that true? Bakoidesh be'ishti sarif is coming to teach me that only the chatas that's possible needs sreifa, as opposed to chametz on Pesach and shor haniskel. I mean, boy, like the Reb Shimon, we need it for Reb Shimon all the time. We went to the price of Shimon, but kodesh basically sort of leave the chatas to sort of noise about kodesh. It's coming to teach me that if you have a chatas that's possible and you have to burn it by kodesh. Meaning, b'kodesh be'ishti sarif, you have to burn it in a place of kedusha. It's not good if you would burn it somewhere else. Eli elazu b'vad. I would think maybe only this type of psul. Psulei kachim kedushim emur kachim kalim. Now, how do you know other psulei kachim? How do you know in those cases also when you have to burn, you have to burn a dafkin in the place of kedusha? Meaning, dafkin da'azaru. Talmud loyma v'chol b'kodesh be'ishti sarif. The word v'chol is l'rabbis always. But what's the point? The point is, you can't tell me now, here's the cheshman, that the makar, that chametz on Pesach and shor haniskel also ba'ano, is learned that from the chatos, asher, hu yuva midom eloyom moyo lechaper ba'kodesh, because if that's the makar, it shouldn't only be asa ba'ano, chametz on Pesach and shor haniskel, there should be a din sreifa, and there is no din sreifa. So from the fact that there's no din sreifa, this obviously can't be makar. And don't tell me there's a miut that says, not only Bakoidish Beishti Sarif. No, because that Bakoidish is coming to teach me something else. So the bottom line is, this can't be the Makar. Because if this was the Makar, there would be a Din Sreifa, and there is no Din Sreifa. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So again, in the context of the backdrop of this Gemara is Yosef Ahum Rabbanu Kamed Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and he was saying over Torah for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni was one who asked him this question. I mean, he said, "What's the Makdor Chometz Bechaz Pesach and Shor HaNiskel Zasimano?" He said, "It's learned out from the Chatos Shenichnas Dama." So he told him back, "It can't be that this is the Makar." Amalei. So this one of the Rabbanon told Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni as follows. He said, "Rabbi Yonasan Rabbach may Haikra Kamala. I heard from you, Rabbi Yonasan, that he learned it from the following pasuk." Meaning, even though the Gemara started with this one of the Rabbanon was saying over Torah from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, here somehow he took a turn and he said, "I'll tell you what I heard from your Rebbe, Rabbi Yonasan." This is what he said. It says another pasuk, also in Kachim, "V'im yivaser mipsara miluim umin alechem ad aboiker misaraftes anoyser ba'esh lo yiyachel kodeshim." This pasuk is in Parashas Tetzaveh, at the end of the parasha. It's talking about the miluim. So the first 7 days that the Mishkan was built, Aharon didn't do the Avodah, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. Hiba Yom HaShmini was on the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's when HaKohen started doing the Avodah. When Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah for those 7 days, he brought special karbanos. Those karbanos were known as the Miluim. And there were special karbanos. In the parasha of the Miluim, it says in the Torah that if there's going to be Noiser, what do you do with it? V'mivasa mipsara Miluim, u'men alechem ad aboiker, v'sorafto es ha-Noiser bo'ish, you have to burn it. Lo yeyachel, thou shalt not eat it.
ki kodeshu because it's kedusha. Zok tamar shein tamar loyim lo yeyachel. Umat tamar loyim yeyachel. Torah didn't have to tell me lo yeyachel. Why then did the Torah say lo yeyachel? Now why did the Torah have to say lo yeyachel in that parasha? Because it says already be'esh tisarif. You have to burn it. So if you have to burn it, then v'saraftas anoisa be'esh. So why would I have to say lo yeyachel? Imeno inyan legufe. Daksiv v'saraftas anoisa be'esh. T'nei inyan l'shari surim shebe Torah. Must be it's coming to teach me something else. What? Shari surim shebe Torah. What do you mean shari? V'imeno inyan l'achila. Meaning what's this Isser? I don't need it to teach me an Isser Achila anywhere. No, Tanei Yoinu Isser Hana. There's two parshias where it says in the Torah Isser Achila. I don't know about Isser Hana. The Imeno Yinyin of Lo Yeyachel that it says in the parsha of Noiser by the Miluim is coming to teach me an Isser Hana by Chametz and Pesach and by Sharanis. Imakan Besreif, I've called Yisum Shabbatar Besreif. So Gemara asks the same question. If this is the Makar, over here it doesn't just say Isser Achila. Over here it says Sreifa. So call Yisum Shabbatar, Chametz and Pesach and Sharanis should need Sreifa as well. Amakrova, Saraftes and Noiser. Only there is it in Sreifa, but as it relates to Kol Yisroel Shabbatayra, that's not going to be Sreifa. Faith to Gemara, no. We're predicating this drasha, this makar, from the fact that it says Lo Yeyachel by Sreifas Noisa Miluin, and the Lo Yeyachel is extra. It's not extra. I Lo Yeyachel Lo Chiyuda Aso. I mean, but Lo Chiyuda Aso. I mean, but like Rabbi Lazar. Don't Rabbi Lazar Lo Yeyachel Ki Koydesh Shul Kol Shabekoydesh Pasul. But because of Litin Loisa Say Alachil Asoy. This pasul Lo Yeyachel Ki Koydesh Shul is actually coming to teach me a very important halacha that if somebody eats kachim that's pasul, he's over a Loisa Say. You're not letting eat kachim that's pasul. I'm Rabbi's. Rabbi said you're right. Can't be this Lo Yeyachel. This Lo Yeyachel is not extra. We thought it was extra, but after further review, it's clearly not extra. It's coming to teach me halacha. So what then is the makar? It's Abaye. It's a loyla mikra kam. Let's go back to the original makar. What was the original makar? V'chol chatas hashuyuvim midav eloyam moyo l'chaper b'akoydesh loy seyacha b'esh tisarif. If you have a chatas that belongs on the mezbeach achitza and you take its dam, you bring it into the mezbeach apnimi, it's a problem. What's the halacha? You're not allowed to eat it. B'esh tisarif. Originally, we thought that what was the makar? The fact that it said in the Torah, be'esh tisarif. That was the source. The words be'esh tisarif was the makar, that you, it's extra, and as a result, be'esh tisarif is what's coming to teach me the halach. Why was be'esh tisarif extra? Because I know already, straight from Parsha Shmini, from the Maisa with Moshe Rabbeinu. So why did it say be'esh tisarif? Must be it's coming to teach me an Isser Hana, but kol yisurim shebe Torah. What was the Gemara's dechia? Why did the Gemara say you can't learn it out from there? Because the Gemara's kasha was, if that's the case, there should be a din sreifa. So the Gemara says, Abaye revisited that first teretz. He says, really, the makar is that pasuk, the epoch. And the way you explain the pasuk is as follows. Really, the Torah could have just said, be'esh tisarif. Why did the Torah have to say, loiseyachel? Meaning, once I know be'esh tisarif, so I know I'm not allowed to eat it. Why did the Torah say, loiseyachel? Ma tamalim loiseyachel, ein inyan legufei, den afkalei midi rabba lozer. I don't need loiseyachel to tell me that you're really not allowed to eat it. Why don't I need loiseyachel to tell me that you're not allowed to eat it? Because I know you're not allowed to eat any kachim that's pasul. That's the pasuk that the Gemara just brought. Rabbi Lazar learned it from Lo Yeyachel Ki Koydeshu, that it says in the parasha of Noisar of the Miluim, is Tneyu Inyan L'chol Yisurim Shabbatayra. Then Eino Inyan L'chachilo, there's no pasuk that I can use this for to teach me Nisar Achilo. So Tneyu Inyan L'Isra'ano. What I could use it for Isra'ano. The two places where it says Isra Achilo, and there's no Mefurish Heterano. So is it Asabano, Zamutabano? That's what I'm going to use it for. The Gemara asks the same question that it asked earlier. Umakan Bisrefa, Avkol Yisurim Shabbatayra Shabbatayra. Right? That's where we stopped our toe originally. So we're back to the same point. Amakrano, here we have a Knej. Once we brought the second parish of Miluim, so now we know we have a teretz. It says over there, Hanoisar, Visarafto es Hanoisar Boesh. So Hanoisar Bisreifa, Vain Kali Surim, Shebetoira Bisreifa. Either way, so the Gemara says maybe the Makar really is the Chatas, whose dab was supposed to go on the Mizbech Achitz and burn to the Mizbech Apnimi. It says in the Torah, burn it, don't eat it, don't eat it. I don't need you to tell me don't eat it. First of all, if you have to burn it, obviously you can't eat it. And I know if you can't eat it, that there's a lav, because Rabbi Lazar said, Kol Shebekoidish Pasol, but because of Litin, Loisa Say Allah. So what is it telling me? Oh, Meina Yinyin for Achila. No, I don't need it for this parasha. I'll use it for a different parasha. Two places where it says Achila. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. It's coming to teach me that there's an Israel. But Amalei Rapapa Labayo. Rapapa asked Labayo. Ve'imali Yehuda Le'lav L'gufei Hudach Asa. Maybe not. Maybe really what it says Lo Yeyachel regarding the Chatas whose dam was born to the Heichol. It's coming to teach me that halacha. No, that is a lot. What's the kasha? It says already Lo Yeyachel Ki Koydeshu Kol Shem Koydesh Pasul Ba'Kos of Litin Loisa Se'al Achilasa. I know there's a Loisa Se'al. Anyways, so why would the Torah have to single out a loy sase over here? So Gemara gives an answer, because the Rebbe Lazar, had I only had Rebbe Lazar, in Loikon Alav Shem Beklolis, you wouldn't get Malkus, because one of the examples where you don't get Malkus is if you have a Leisase, that's a generalization. It's a very general Leisase. The Torah says a few words, and in this one Lav, you know many, many dinim. So the Halach is, you don't get Malkus on Alav Shem Beklolis. The Loye Yachel Ki Kodesh, Kol Shem Bekodesh Pasol, you learn out so much from that, it goes down as Alav Shem Beklolis, you wouldn't get Malkus. Kamash Malon over here, then you do get Malkus. So Loye Yachel is not extra. So if Lo Yochel is not extra by the Chattas whose dam went to the Hechel when it wasn't supposed to, Lo Yochel is not extra in the Parsha of Sreifas Noiser of the Miluim. So how then, what is the Makar? We're trying to find a Makar. We're even willing to go down the road of an Eino Yinyin to Neo Yinyin. Do we have a Makar? Elam Rapop, Rapop is in Mehacha. It's learned out from a third Parsha. Also Kachim, also based on an Eino Yinyin to Neo Yinyin. The Pasuk says, V'abasa Shiga B'chol Tamei, Lo Yochel Be'ish Yisarev. So the Torah says that if Basar will touch a Davar Tameh, so the Basar became Tameh, lo ye yachel, you're not allowed to eat it. Be'ish Yisarev, what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to burn it. Zok digim ma'ara, she'in Tameh lo me lo ye yachel. This lo ye yachel is extra. Ma Tameh lo me lo ye yachel. Why did the Torah say lo ye yachel? It made in the gufa. If I don't need it to teach me the halacha, why? He said, because it's extra. Why is it extra? Here the Gemara explains. You can learn it from a kal v'chomer, from meiser, ma meiser akal, madach meiser sheni, which is kuladig, relative to kachim. Amr Torah l'biyart v'men b'tame. A tame is not let eat meiser sheni. Not let eat meiser sheni, that's tame. Basa kodesh, chomer. Basa kodesh, which is chomer, like kashkin. Certainly you're not let eat it. So the lo ye yachel, that it says in the parsha of Kachin that became Tommy is extra. Why is it extra? Because I would know it anyways, Kal V'chomer from Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara interrupts and says, V'chit Hema, how do you know you can learn from a Kal V'chomer? Ema Azir Menadin. We know you can't learn Azara, you can't learn Lavin from Kal V'chomer. You can learn Dina from Kal V'chomer. You can't punish someone based on a Kal V'chomer, Ena Inche Menadin. And you can't learn Azaras from a Kal V'chomer. So Gemara says, maybe say Ema Azir Menadin. Hekeshu, no, there's a Hekesh over here. Meaning, it's not only a Kal V'chomer, I have a Hekesh. And when it comes to a hekesh, which is a different one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and the Drashas Ben, we don't invoke the principle of Ein Mazir Min Adin. What's the hekesh? Tichsiv lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, masur degoncha, tiroish chavitzarecha. And then it says, u'b'chayrois b'karcha v'chol nidarecha. Either way, the Torah juxtaposed Meiser and Kachem. Right, let's look at Lacha B'Sharecha, Maser, Dugon, Chetorech, Vitzarecha, that's Maser. And then it says, Ubekeres, Pekarecha, Vecholm, Derecha, that's Kachem. So we see from there that not only is there a Kal V'Chomer relationship between Kachem and Maser Sheni, but there's actually a Hekish relationship. And a Hekish, there's no Ein Mazir Min Adin. So again, we're middle of a Cheshbon. What's the Cheshbon? It says in the Torah that if somebody eats Kachem, that's Tommy. V'abasar, Ashayiga B'chol Tommy. The Basar of Kachem became Tommy. Lo ye yochel, thou shalt not eat it. Why did Torah have to say that? I know you can't eat it. If it says, Be'arti mimenu b'tame, you're not eating Maaseh Sheni, that's Tommy. So you shouldn't be able to eat Kachem, that's Tommy either. Why? Either Kal V'chomer, or if you have a problem with Kal V'chomer, at the very least you have a hekesh. So not Tommy, lo ye yochel. V'meina inyo l'gufa. If I don't need it to teach me the halacha, t'nei yuinyo l'chol yisurim shabbat Torah. V'meina inyo l'achila, I don't need it for lo ye yochel, because again, what am I using it for? There's nothing I would have thought that you're allowed to eat that I'm going to use now from this pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to eat. So t'nei inyo l'hana. It's coming to teach me Anna. But the Gemara asks the same question. Again, this pasuk that says basar kachem, that's tummy, what Yochel says, the next two words in the pasuk. So what happened to this? Esreifa, amakro, hanoiser, hanoiser, besreifa, the ain kol yisurim shebetoyer besreifa. Amalei Rabbeinu l'Ravashi. We're not finished. Rabbeinu asks Ravashi. I don't understand. So you tell me right now, this is the last makar we've had, Rav Papa, who said that how do you know that chametz on Pesach and Shara Nisko is not only asa b'achila, but it's also asa b'ana? Because it says in the parasha of Kachim that's Tameh, lo ye yachel, and the words lo ye yachel are extra. Why are they extra? Because it says already, lo vi'arti mimenu b'tameh. So if Maaseh Sheni now let it when it's Tameh, then you also now let it eat Kachim that's Tameh, either because of a Kal V'chomer, and if you're going to tell me, Mazir Min Adin, it's a machlok is what Mazir Min Adin. It's a discussion in Shas anyways. But if even if you'll tell me, Mazir Min Adin, but it doesn't matter, you have a Hekish. So the point is that regardless, you have it. So why did it say lo ye yachel? Oh, it's extra. Meni yilach here, tein yin there. Meni yilach hilo, tein yin lano. Ravina Esra V'ashi, ve'im alav rola b'shnei lavin. Maybe, how can a lav ever be extra? Sometimes, if a person does something, you can get multiple sets of malchus. You can not only get one-time malchus, you could be like Arbam, you could be like Yishmainim, and any multiple thereof, right? You find that idea. So maybe the reason the Torah said Lo Yachel was to tell me
that in addition to the lav of Lo Yviarti Mimenu Betame, there's going to be another lav of Lo Yiyachel. So I'm more, me, lav me, Amar Abaye, then Abaye say, Ocho Putisa, if someone eats a Sheretz Hamayim, Lo Yikarba, you get Malkus times four. Namala, if you eat a Sheretz that crawls on the ground like an ant, like a chamesh, it's Malkus times five. Tzira, that's a sheretz ha'oif, like a sheish, you get Malkus six times. So you see, sometimes you get extra Malkus. I'm a lazy. He told him back, called Heicha de Ikal and Midrash Darshinon, Fale Makmina Balav, you say, it's true, there is a concept of Lav Rala Vashtei Lav. However, that's like a B'dievet ben Benoish of B'dievet. Like if you're stuck back to the wall, you're right, then you can always pull out this card. But if there's anything that you can darshan, something productive in the sense it's coming to teach me a halacha, that's always going to be beneficial. So what's the bottom line? What is the makar? So this one of the rabbanu was sitting in front of Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, and he said over the name of Rav Shmuel ben Levi, now you know that chametz on Pesach is asim bana, now you know that shara niskel is asim bana. Again, why are we talking about these two things? What's the yichus of these two things? Because these are the two examples in the entire Torah where it says you shouldn't eat it, and there's no mefurish drasha that says you can have ana from it. That's what's unique about these things. So we don't know. Is there an Isra Ana? Is there no Isra Ana? All the other cases, we have rayas that this had Ana. But over here, Echveis Nisht. So what's the halacha? So he said, Asabah. Now you know Asabah Ana. So first you tried learning it out, or we thought maybe the Makar was from the Chattas, who's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzin, who's not ended up in the Mizbech HaPnimi. Then we said, maybe the Makar is learned out from Sreifas Noisar of the Miluim. But finally, what the Gemara said was, it's learned from the parish of Basar Tami. Basar is Tami, it says in the Torah, Lo Yiyachel, those two words, Lo Yiyachel, are extra. It made an inyan to the halacha of Kachim Tami, Tineyu inyan, Lechametz on Pesach and Charan Iskel, and it made an inyan, Lo Yiyachel, mean an inyan, Lachila, the word means Achila. It made an inyan, Lachila, Teira inyan, Lehano. So we mentioned this pasuk. The pasuk that says that if somebody eats basar tame, it's not good, right? Lo yeyachel. V'habasar asheyiga b'chol tame, lo yeyachel be'ish yisarif. V'habasar kol tar yoychal basar. So once we mention one part of the pasuk, we're going to darshan the rest of the pasuk. A little bit of a digression. V'habasar asheyiga b'chol tame, lo yeyachel. Deresh alamali. What's the resh of the pasuk coming to teach me? V'habasar asheyiga. It sounds like this very wordy. The rabbi's eitzin v'lavoyna. It's coming to teach me eitzin v'avoyna. That they could be makabel toma. Why is this a chiddush? Of course, it's a chiddush. In light of learning Rav Chinas Kana Kehanim, we could appreciate a little better why it's a chiddush. Because ordinarily, something has to have some level of chashivas in order for it to be mekabel toma. You have to be a food. You have to be a keli. Levoina, what's levoina? Eitzim, a piece of wood. What is it really? Kamash malon chibas hakodesh machshartoy, as we saw last week. But the point is, there is a concept that these things, even though you would have thought maybe they shouldn't be mekabel toma, they're going to be mekabel toma. What about kol tar yoichal basa the seifa, the end of the pasuk? Also seems a little extra, superfluous. Lomeli, what's that coming to teach me? L'rabis emurim, that the fats that went in the mizbeach, then mekabel toma. Emurim mihasam nafka. Don't I know from somewhere else? Tanya v'nevesh hashotoychal b'psar basa mizevach hashlom hashal Hashem. L'rabis is emurim hasam tumas. There's two parishes of Tumah when you deal with Kachem. Number one, if the Basar becomes Tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. Number two, if you're Tameh, even if the Basar is Tahar, it's Gevaldim, Mahajim and Mahajim, still you're not allowed to eat it. So I need one pasuk to tell me that Emurim are included in the parasha of Tumah when the person's Tameh, and I need it to teach me that Emurim is included in the parasha of Tumah where the Kachem is Tameh. So bottom line, just to exhale for 1 second, Lamaisa Chametz on Pesach and Shor HaNiskol are the two examples of the Torah where it says, Nel Shan Yad, eat it, and it doesn't only mean Isra Achila, it means Isra Ana as well. And just to be clear, there are other examples of Macholei Sasuris that are Isra Ana, but not examples where it says, you should, like, for example, Basa V'chal doesn't say you can't eat Basa V'chal. We'll see that in tomorrow's daf. It says, Lois and Vashal Gidi B'chalevim. It says it three times. There's a Bishal, Isra Achila, Isra Ana. But three times, or two times, where it says Isra Achila, and it doesn't just mean Isra Achila, it means Isra Ana as well. The question is, what's the Makar? Chizkiyah says, both of those times, it says, Lo Ye Yochel. Not Lo Yochel. Lo Yochel, the rabbi's Isra Ana. Rabbi Vo said, no, wherever it says Lo Yochel really means wherever? Really? It sounds like this global. No, you're right. These are the only two nafka minas of Rabbi Vo's bar. But this is Rabbi Vo's sheet. And then finally, we had this one of the Rabbanan who was saying over Torah in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Shua ben Achmeini's Rebbe got involved somewhere in the Gemara. But it sounded like it's coming from Rabbi Shua ben Levi who said it's learned out from a Lo Yochel, which is extra in Einoy Inyan Tnei Yoini. Where does it say La'yachel in the parish of what type of tumah? Where Basar Kachem becomes tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. It says La'yachel. That's extra. It's coming to teach me Chametz on Pesach and Shara and Nischel that are going to be Aser Banah. So we're going to start another sugya now. We'll go through the words of the beginning of the sugya. It's a major sugya. We'll start it. Just Pasha, go through it very, very quickly, and then we'll exhale and speak out some raid. Amar Abavo, Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Kali Sum Shabbat Torah, Ein Loikin Aldeim. Elo Derech Achilas. Anytime it says in Torah, you're not allowed to eat something. The Isra Achila is if you eat it derech achivasan, the normal way to eat it. But if you eat it in an abnormal way, then not. Meaning what not? Sounds like no malchus. Ain't loikin alein. Does that mean you're allowed to do it midday raisa? Lav dafka. What it says is kol yisrum shevetayre ain't loikin alein. We'll get into this. Lamutei mai. What's an example of eating something that you're not allowed to eat loikin derech achila? I'm Rav Simi Barashi. Lamutei shem achal chaylev chay shabbat. If you eat raw fat, the chalav that you're not allowed to eat it, you ate it chay. Now, loch is, it's considered shaloiki derech achila, no malchus. Ikadamni, some had a different nusach of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amra bevo, Rabbi Yochanan, kol yisum shabbatayin loikin aleim, ela derech hana'asam. He wasn't discussing achila, he was discussing hana. He wasn't discussing thou shalt not eat, but thou shalt not benefit, thou shalt not be nena. And he said that when it comes to yisurei hana, this halacha. Ein loikin aleim, ela derech hanos. What's an example of being nenefon? So you're not allowed to be nenefon. Shloikin derech hanos. I'm Rav Simi Barashi. Lamud shemini achil of shal shor and niskal. Gabi makasai. Shupat, somebody has a wound. He wants to take fat of an animal to put it on the wound. Okay, it sounds like that's therapeutic. You took the chelev of a shor and niskal, which is an example of something you're not allowed to be nenefon. The koshkin, says the Gemara, oichal chelev chai shupat. Meaning, if you're not allowed to be, if being nene, shloikin derech hanos, and you're going to be partner, certainly if you're you're going to be pot. It menami, Amrav Achabar Avnu, Amrav Asni, Amrav Yoch, Nirchil, Shoshar, and Niskal, Gam Makasa, Potter. The Fisha Koli, Surm, Shabbatoyre, and Loikin Aleim, Ella, Derech Hanosan. This is an it menami, like the second version of Rabbi Yoch. That he didn't only say it about eating something you're not allowed to eat, Shaloika Derech Achila. He said it regarding being nene from something that you're not allowed to be nene from, Shaloika Derech Hano. Amrav Zeira, Afanan Amitinino. I think we have a raya from a Mishnah in the 11th parak of Mesechtis Trumais. Ain't Soifkinas Arba Mishom Arlo. If somebody eats Arlo, you don't get Malkus. El Alo Yoitzim and Azazim and Anova. Meaning, if somebody eats Arlo, he gets Malkus. What if you eat Arlo juice? You squeeze juice out of a fruit that's Arlo. You get Malkus? That's this Mishnah. Ain't Soifkinas Arba. There's no Malkus. With the exception of what comes out of an olive, also known as oil, or what comes out of a grape, also known as wine. Those things are chashav. So if you would eat those things, then you'd get malchus. But if you would squeeze out a berry, or a te'ena, or a pomegranate, you wouldn't. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara surmises, lav mishum de loika achalei derech hanasan. Probably because it was shaloika derech hanah. So you see a Mishnah, this concept of shaloika derech hanah. Abai said, no. Bishlam iyashminim peri gufa bishlam. If the Mishnah would have given an example of where you took a bite into the apple, but you did it shaloika derech achilo, shaloika derech, then I would shop it. That would be very good. Over here, the example was a very precise example, a very misleading example if the point we're trying to make a bias said is your point. Right? What did the Gemara say? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said you took the juice. It could be the reason you're parted from the juice because the juice is not chashav. Could be it's zeyba alma. It doesn't have a chashivas of the eichel. What comes out of the zayis, what comes out of the anovim, that is a chashivas of eichel. What comes out of berry, halacha doesn't view that as eichel. We view it as zeya ba'alma, right? The bracha is a different bracha. It's a shakol niyabedvaroi, as opposed to bayir priyites. So kubi, it's not because of the shaloika derech achila, shaloika derech hana, but rather it could be it's because of zeya ba'alma. So a lot of buzzwords, a lot of major sugis that we just went through. Shaloika derech achila, shaloika derech hana, eloikin olav, zeya ba'alma. So that and much, much more, m'yetz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But for now, exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to not today's daf or even yesterday's daf, but really as it relates to some of the raid that we've been talking about over the last little while, and it also crosses over with a little bit of raid that we left on the table on daf chav beis, which was hashtag no raid. So we spoke a little bit during the sugya of Rab Chanina Skana Kehanin about the Hasara Haruge Malchus. So why do we talk about the Hasara Haruge Malchus? Because we said there's a little bit of a shaila as to who the Hasara Haruge Malchus were. Nine of them seem to be in agreement in terms of who they were. But the tenth is a little bit of a shaila. In the Medrash Eila Eskara, which is what the Piyut Eila Eskara that we say Musaf on Yom Kippur is based off, One of the Asarugei Malchus is Rab Chanina ben Chachinoi. In the Arzei HaLevanoin, which is the piyut that we say on Tisha B'Av, Rab Chanina ben Chachinoi is mentioned as well. However, the Sefer HaYuchsin and Rabbi Chil Halperin in his classic work Zeidat Dairis said that it wasn't Rab Chanina ben Chachinoi, but rather it was Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyani. And we said that it's Ma'od Matim with the Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simin Tov Kuf Peh, where the Mechaber talks about days that certain Yechidim used to fast, and it mentions Chaf Hei Sivan. What happened on Chaf Hei Sivan? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha the Kohen Gadol was killed on that day. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Nasi Yisrael, was killed on that day. And Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim was also killed on that day. So it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim was killed. He didn't die Kederech Ha'anosh, but rather he was murdered. And it sounds like it was done in a way that it evoked so much tsar and pain amongst Klal Yisrael. That's one of the reasons that Chaf Hei Sivan goes down as a day of tainus. But the bottom line is that according to the Sefer HaYuchsin, according to the Seyd HaDoiris, Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim was one of the Asara Rugei Malchus. And being that we were learning the sugi Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim, hashtag who was Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim, what did it mean to be the Skan Kohen Gadol? So we digressed a little bit for a day, and we spoke about the Asara HaRugei Malchus. But the Ein Beis Medrash, B'loi Kama Chidushim. It's Mavur in the Medrash Eila Eskera, that the reason the Asara HaRugei Malchus had to lose their lives was to be mechaper, to be mesaking the chet of Mechiras Yosef. Parshas Vayeshev, Miketz, these parshas, we're learning about the story of Mechiras Yosef. And it seems that Mechiras Yosef created such a kitrug on Klal Yisrael that literally thousands of years later, the Yidden needed a tikkun. And the tikkun was that 10 tzaddikim would come to Muras, the 10 shvatim that were complicit in Mechiras Yosef. And they were mechaper. The question was, why dafka that generation? But the point is that these 10 tzaddikim, they were mechaper for the chet. They were mechaper for the chet of Mechiras Yosef. Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Parshas Vayeshev, asks a bumbakasha. He says that if you do the cheshbon, if you do the math, it would seem that really there weren't 10 shvatim that were there at the time of Mechiras Yosef. It would seem that there were only 9. Yosef, obviously, doesn't seem to be playing a big role in Mechiras Yosef. He's the victim. Binyamin, Zichanat. And even Reuven, it's clear in the Pesukim that Reuven came back. What happened? Reuven wasn't there either. So Luchur, there were only 9 Shvatim there. So if there were 9 Shvatim there, what was he doing? Incidentally, the Rabbeinu Bechai has a comment in Parshas Vayeshev. What does he say? Here's the context. The context is Geshmak. Right after the story of Mechiras Yosef, what's the very next Parsha? You have the story of Yehuda and Toma. Right, the very next Parsha. Vayiba Isahi Vayered Yehuda Meis Echov. And you have the story of his sons and Tamar. So says Rabbeinu Bachya, he says, what's the smichos? What's the connection between Mechiras Yosef and the parasha of Tamar? So he says, in the parasha of Tamar, we have the mitzvah of Yibum. Right? Yehuda's son died. He was married to Tamar. And then Yehuda told his other son, Oinon, boy, Aleshas Achicha, go marry Tamar, viyabe moisen, do Yibum. Vahakim zero lo achicha. So it says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Indian of Yibum, it shries the aside of Gilgul Neshamas. This is what he says. It shries the whole idea of Asharas HaNefesh and the concept of a Gilgul that you have to go ahead and be Mesaki, Vahakim zero lo achicha. Right? That's the whole idea of Yibum. So it says Rabbeinu Bachya, that's the smichos between the parish of Mechiras Yosef and the parish of Yehuda and Tamar, because the story of Mechiras Yosef was going to come back again in the history of Klal Yisrael through this idea of Gilgul Neshamas. That's his lashon. Because the Asara Rugei Malchus would have to come back and on some level be a reincarnate of the 10 Shvatim that sold Yosef, because they're going to have to go ahead and be Mesakim. Where do you see this concept in the Halach and the Torah? You see it on Yibum, and that's the smichus between these two parts. That's Rabbeinu. But then Rabbeinu Bechayin says, he says, but I understand, this is his grace Akasha. He says, Amasha hayu Asara Rugei Malchus, v'ha'achim bali ha'maisa lo hayu alatisha. He says, really, there were only 9 brothers. He says, yesh loim, v'lefishagam Yosef. Could be because Yosef's role in Mechiras Yosef was also on some level complicit. Why? Haloi hu hoya hasiba kishahoya mistarer al echav hanichbadim hagedoyma mimenu vayu machis soysam umispar kinegdam bechaloi moysav kima shahoya bechal achet hoya bechalo oynesh velachin nifkat olov gankin. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaya said. Then he says, oye shloy meshloy nifkat al Yosef klal chas v'shalom. What Yosef have to do in anything? Elo nifkat al Reuven. But either way, ayin shom b'Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, could be it was Yosef because of a little bit of a role on some level that Yosef played in the Mechiras Yosef. But it's Yodua that this question is really addressed, not as a ve'im toimar and a ve'yesh loimar, but it seemed to have been addressed in a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Chazal say that after Yosef HaTzadik was sold, Yaakov had no idea what happened to Yosef. Right? We know that. It's Pesukim in the Torah. Vayimoyin lenachem. He didn't want to be Menachem. Rashi says, because even though there's a gzera that a mace is nishtakach min alev after Yod Beis Chodesh, but Yosef wasn't a mace. He was alive. And because he was alive, that's why he couldn't get Nechama, because the gzera of Nechama wasn't something that was going to go into effect. Yaakov, we know, was the Bechira of us. He was about Ruach HaKodesh. If he was about Ruach HaKodesh, how is it possible Yaakov didn't know? Right? Every little kid comes home and asks this question. How did Yaakov not know? I thought he had Ruach HaKodesh. So Ruach HaKodesh means you know everything. What does Ruach HaKodesh mean? So obviously that's way above my pay grade, but the Ramchal and Derech Hashem talks about it a little bit. It means that sometimes Sadiq can know things that Al-Piderech HaTeva they really have no business knowing. And somehow they know it because of what's called Ruach HaTeva, like a gut and a hergish. This is the right thing for you. And then Meshav Chacham Imach, this is a concept of Chachamim knowing things. But the point, that's what Ruach HaKodesh doesn't mean you know everything. But Yaakov Avinu, L'chura, you would think, based on his credentials, could have had some inside information and couldn't know what really happened to Yosef. But the reason Yaakov didn't know is because Eved didn't want him to know. Because Chazal say that during the years that Yosef HaTzadik was taken away from Yaakov, the Shekhinah on some level was pirish from Yaakov Avinu. And that's why Yaakov didn't know. But the question is why? Why did that all happen? It's a pasha, because this is the way the events were supposed to unfold. But the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Lamed Ches tells the rest of the story. After the brothers sold Yosef, they were worried that maybe one of the brothers was going to go to their father at some point in a shvach moment, maybe some of the hira tshuva, and one of the brothers was going to, you know, tell Yaakov the rest of the story. And they were very afraid of that. So they got together and they said, Amru, Nachrim Beinenu, let's make a cherim. Shein Echam Imenu Magad Adav Yaakov Avinu, Ad Sheyir Bershus Kulon. Then nobody has the right to go ahead and reveal anything to Yaakov. This is what they said. And we're making a cherim, meaning, we mean business. It was clear the brothers, right? And no one was going to tell. It is going to be a cherim unless we all say Mutalach, 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 right? Unless you matter the cherim and the nidoy and the shamta, like we do every Rosh Hashanah. Other than that, there's going to be no way for you to be able to get rid of the chim. Amr lem Yehuda. So Yehuda said, Ruvain ain't kan. Ruvain's not here. And in order to make a chim, you have to have a minion. So if you have to have a minion, who's the tzenta? We can't make a chim. Who's the tenth person? Also, what did they do? Shitfu lamokim imohem ve'achrimu. They were mishatif the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the tzenta. He's going to get involved. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, I'm skipping. Because of the cherem that happened, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu shosak. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was quiet. Umipnei HaCherem lo yigid adov liyakov. That's why the Eved didn't tell Yaakov Avinu what happened. It was because of the cherem. Listen to this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Uksiv boy, it says regarding Yaakov, magid varav liyakov. That Eivishter tells everything to Yaakov. Makidvar of Yaakov. Ves hadover hazeh lo yigid li Yaakov. But this he didn't tell the Yaakov. Here the Hashem wasn't a Makidvar of Yaakov. You know why? It's because of the Cherem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu got involved in the Cherem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Tzenta. Lufichach, it's for that reason lo yada Yaakov es hadover shenasa li Yosef. That's why Yaakov had no idea what happened to Yosef. The reason was because the only way he would have known was the Shechina. But the Shechina already agreed to the Cherem. And it's for that reason, even though Makidvar of Yaakov, but as Adover Azel Loi Higid Lo Yaakov, and that's why Yaakov didn't know. And for Amar Toyrif Toyrif Yosef, and that's why Yaakov was fooled into believing for all these years that Yosef Atzadik was really killed. It's because even though Magidvar of Yaakov as Adover Azel Loi Higid Lo Yaakov, it's because Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol somehow got involved. Say the Svarim HaKadoshim. So it comes out that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the Mechiras Yosef. So the Sforim say, the Rav Ami Pano, and the Shlach Kodesh, and Rav Chaim Vital, and in the Pnimiyas HaTorah, that's why the Asar Arugei Malchus. You know why the Asar Arugei Malchus? The Asar Arugei Malchus, we mechaper connected the 10 people that were involved. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parashat, who are the 10? If you do the math, it's only 9. Who is it? Yosef is not involved, Binyamin wasn't involved, and even Reuven wasn't there. So who is the 10? So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, maybe it was Yosef, maybe it was Reuven, he's butchering, he's not trial. Derech HaPshat, it's very hard to know. Who is the 10th what? Said the Ramami Pano, said Rab Chaim Vital, said the Shlach Kodesh, and Pnimiyas HaTorah. You want to know who the 10th? Who was the tzenta in the world? It's this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. It was HaKadosh Baruch. But the Ramami Pano took it a step further. He said that Asara Rugei Malchus were mechaper connected the 10 Shvatim, which means that each one of the Asara Rugei Malchus had to be mechaper He was mechuvan keneged one of the shvatim. So he said, who is mechaper keneged the shechina? Who had the ability to mechaper the shechina? Which one of the tanon could have possibly been a kapara for the shechina? Ruven, Shimon, Levi, okay, you read the Sadiris, Shifteka, you understand. But these sadikim, it's like the Malach Gavriel told Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha when it was Tir Rabbi Shmuel Latzmoy. He told him, Chai nafshecha Yishmuel ben Ish, and miyoyim shemachru ha-shvatim es Yosef, loy motzak kodesh baruch hu bedoir echar asar tzadikim v'chassidim kemoy ha-shvatim. Lefich ha-kodesh baruch hu make, because this is a door that actually has a sheiches to the shvatim. So it's possible right now to pay up the chai. That's why this door. That's why it didn't happen in previous doors. Because there were never 10 tzaddikim that were up to par where there was some level of tmura where you were able to say that zet tmurasi v'zeh chalufasi, let's get kapara now for the chetmech. But the problem is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who could possibly be mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ramah Mipano Shachikra then says, you know who was mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was on such a high madrega. Rabbi Akiva was on such a madrega that Rabbi Akiva was the one that was able to be mechaper. Rabbi Akiva was able to be mechaper of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And said Ramah Mipano, that's the oimek in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was about to be killed. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kol yom mai ha'isi mitzar. He said, my whole life I was bitzar. I kept on saying, Masai yodi liyodi v'akaymenu. V'achshev shabo liyodi liyakaymenu. We've spoken about it. We have so many rabbites on this. How could Rabbi Akiva have been waiting for the day that he was going to die? You know, like, you can't be ma'abed atzma choladas. You can't put yourself into a matzav of sakana. What does it mean? Kol yom mai ha'yisi mitzah. Right, we spoke about the Teres Chaim not long ago. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything that happened to Rabbi Akiva, so what did he tell the Eibishter? Zu teira v'zu schar amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach shtoik. Kach ol lefane b'machshava. And the Teres Chaim said, what does it mean? Shtoik kach ol lefane b'machshava. He says, you know what? You're right. Really, this shouldn't happen. But tzadik goyza HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechayim. And when a tzadik wants something badly enough, I give it to him. Kach ol lefane b'machshava. This was the machshava of Rabbi Akiva. He used to say, amarti masai yovei liyodi v'akaymenu. If this was the machshava of Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to give it to him. You're right. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in Cheshbon. Oh, but Kachol Lefanei B'Machshava, the Machshava for Rabbi Akiva, Vazal Lechton. Oh, but the Kashas of Rabbi Akiva. Why would Rabbi Akiva have wanted this? Said the Ramah Mipano, Reb Chaim Vital. And the Svar Makdoshim say it's because Rabbi Akiva knew that he was going to die Al Kiddush Hashem. And he knew that when he was going to die, it was Magid Varav Yaakov. Yaakov is Oseus Akiva. He knew, maybe she didn't take this away from him. He knew that his death was going to be a kapara for the Shechina. And that's why he wanted it. He said, Kol yom ha'yisi mitzar, because he understood there was a tikkun, kaviyochel, that the Shechina needed. There was some pgam. There was some pgam that his death somehow was going to farecht. It was going to be misakin. And that's why he said, Kol yom ha'yisi mitzar. What happened, Rabbi Kiva? Was killed. Hayom Meirich be'echad, at sheyotza nishmasa be'echad, yotza baskov amra, at shrecha Rabbi Akiva, sheyotza nishmasa be'echad. Rabbi Akiva's death was a death of echad. Why? Because he came to be mechaper for echad. For Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. For Yichudei Shalaylam. We always speak out the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, the whole noisif, Akiva is supposed to be spelled with an aleph, we're supposed to be spelled with a hey, the dream of the Arzarua, or the Zarua, the Tzadik, the Yishrei, Leif Simcha, with a hey. But throughout Shas, Rabbi Akiva is spelled with an aleph. And the Chassam Sofer said that really Akiva and Gittin and in Ksubis, it's all really supposed to be spelled with a hey. But in Shas, Rabbi Akiva the Tan is mitan aleph. And the reason Rabbi Akiva is mitan aleph, because aleph is echad, and echad is moira. On this idea of Echad, that Rabbi Akiva was Echad, Rabbi Akiva was Mechaper for the Shechina, and Rabbi Akiva, that's why he said, Kol yom ha'yisi mitzar, and that's the Tiefkeit of Echad. The Shvus Yaakov, in his Iyun Yaakov, his classic work on Yaakov, on the Gemara Psachim Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. This is the raid that we left on the table. Shimon Amsuni Hayadayish Kol Esen Shebetayir. Some say it was Nechem Yamsuni. Kivish Kiyas Hashem Alekechatir. Pirish Amulei Talmidav. Kol Esen Shebetayir. Asha Matei Alein. Amulem. So he told him, Kishem Shechibal Tischar Ladrisho. Kach Ani Mekabal Schar. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Vedoresh. As Hashem Alekechatir L'Rabbis Talmidah Chachamah. And we have Kama Vekama raid bites on this. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Vedoresh. As Hashem Alekechatir L'Rabbis Talmidah Chachamah. But says the Ein Yaakov, and his Iyun Yaakov, he says that it always bothered me this dick. Until Rabbi Akiva came, what does it mean? Until Rabbi Akiva came, Achabar Rabbi Akiva. We've spoken out from the Chida in the past. So said Ein Yaakov, you know what the Pshat is? I don't think Rabbi Akiva ever darshan this. He says, I don't think Rabbi Akiva ever walked into a Beis Medrash and said, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis tell me the Chacham. I don't think that ever happened. I don't think he ever walked into Beis Medrash, gave a clap on Fintish, and said, Rabbosai, he never ever darshened this. Mamish, there's words. But you know what happened? What happens? Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asara Arugei Malchus. And because Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asara Rugei Malchus, who is he mechaper for? He was mechaper for the Shechina. See, you know what people realize? They realize that it's possible for a human being, for a Talmud Chacham, to be mesakin for the Shechina. That it's going to be literally a Zech Halifasi on the Shechina Kaveh Yachol. If a Talmud Chacham can be mechaper on the Shechina, that means we underestimated what a Talmud Chacham is. Rabbi Kiva never darshened it could be, but it could be it was something that the Yidden saw from the death of Rabbi Akiva. Achabo Rabbi Akiva, Misas Rabbi Akiva, that was Tmuras, that came Kineged, it came to be Mechaper, it came Kineged, the Shechina, must be as Hashem Alekecha, Tiro, the Rabbis Tamid Chacham, this is in the Iyun Yaakov, right here, Mesechtes Pesachim, on the Ein Yaakov. The Stiodua, the Rab Shimshim, the Yostropoli, brought this vart from the Ramami Pano. And he brought it from the Talmidim of Dari, Rab Chaim Vital, and he added one knetch. The Pasuk says in Parashas B'chukosai, it says, V'chomasa Bokov Vitzoyin, Koila Sheyaver Tachas HaShevet, Ha'asiri Yia Koidash Lashem. So Rab Shimshim Yastropoli, so he touched the Pasuk as follows. He said, V'chol Masa, V'chol is Rosh HaTevois, V'ze Kapora L'shchina. V'chol, V'ze Kapora L'shchina. Masa, is Rosh HaTevis, Misas Akiva Shehoya Raya. The next words are Bok of its own, right? We know Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd. So the Chol is Vizeka Par L'shchino, Masar is Misas Akiva Shehoya Raya, Bok of its own, Koila Sheyavu Tachas HaShevet. All other nine of the Asara Ruge Malchus, they were killed Tachas HaShevet. It was Kineged, one of the Shvatim, Aba Asiri, the 10th one, Rabbi Akiva, that was Kineged Eivishta. That was Kineged the Shechina. Mamish this idea. Vehenei Nadvar. Rabbi Akiva was Hashem Lekechatir L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim. He was the one who didn't darshan it, but he was the one who taught us that it's possible for a tzaddik to reach such a madrega that he can literally come to the point where he can be mechaber. Kol Asher Yaver is going to be Tachas Hashevet. But Ha'asiri, as it relates to the Asiri, he's going to be Yia, Kodesh Hashem. But I just want to end with one other Kinesh. We can end now, but let's just end with one other Kinesh. And that is, we said, why did this all come to happen right at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni? Why dafka by Churban Bayis Sheni? All of a sudden, now there's a Kitrig, Mechiras Yosef. Now all of a sudden, we have to do something. Asara Rugei Malchus, this reincarnation. So Pashup Shad is because like the Malach Gavriel told Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishan, the Medrash Sheila Esker, there was never a generation. This is what we say in Tir Rabbi Shmuel Latzmai, and it's for that reason, this is why it had to happen now. But I saw in the Sefer Beis Nishai from Rabbi Shlomo Fisher, Rashiv and Itri, who is Rabbi Shmuel Yankov Fisher's brother, who we speak out from a lot. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says that could be the pshat is, we mentioned that from Meir Simcha, that just like Ubiyoyim Pakti Upakadati, when it comes to the Chet HaEgel, you have the same exact idea of Ubiyoyim Pakti Upakadati when it comes to the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. The Avia voice, Hatoma, of Averosh Ben Adam Lemakoyim was the Chet HaEgel. The Avia voice, Hatoma, of Averosh Ben Adam Lechaveroy was the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And just like by the Chet HaEgel, the Pasuk says, it's a Gemara Perek Chelek, Ubiyoyim Pakti Upakadati. Every single time the Eibishter remembers the Chatam of Klal Yisrael, there's a little bit, Ein Lecha Unkiya. There's always a little something of the Chet HaEgel. The same is true, it's a major Sheikh HaTov. The same is true as it relates to the Mechet HaMechiris Yosef. So Rav Shlomo Fisher said, Gavaldik. He said, we know that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The Eibishter was destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And why was he destroying the Beis HaMikdash? Because there was a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. What was the Kitrug? The Kitrug was Sinas Chinam. Ubiyoy pakti upakadati. When the Eibishter remembered, he saw such a level of Sinas Chinam that was going on in Klal Yisrael. He saw all the Averis that the Yidden were doing. You know what happened? Upakadati. It brought back such a gewaltige Kitrug of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And now Klal Yisrael needed a tikkun. They never needed a tikkun until now. Because they have got a little bit. But now it was so manifest. The Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. It's being destroyed. Why? Because of Sinas Chinam. That means Sinas Chinam was such a big deal. Now all of a sudden there's such a festive kitrug. There's not going to be Klal Yisrael. How are we going to save Klal Yisrael? You had to have Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishu who had to give up his life. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel the Nasi. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. And Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoy. And maybe Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehan. And Rabbi Yesheva Vasoifer. And that's the whole, that's Rabbi Chutzos HaMaturgim. And these Sadiqim had to give up their lives to stop this kitrug of Uyoyim Pogdi Ubakadi that happened. When the Yidden weren't besinas chinam, so he says something gewaldig. He says that it could be, maybe. He said that's the pshat that we that the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Taf Kufchav Gimel Amid Aleph, Ein Esav Neufel, Elabi Adzarishel Rochel. It's a Gemara. Ein Esav Neufel, Elabi Adzarishel. He says, why Zarishel Rochel? He says, you know why Zarishel Rochel? Could be because only Zarishel Rochel doesn't have hovering over them the Pgam, doesn't have hovering over them the Kitrig of the Chet and Mechiris Yosef. Zarishel Leia and Bila and Zilpa, they all have the Chet and Mechiris Yosef. Right, Rivka, so it was a granddaughter. And you have Yaakov, it was his grandson. And Yitzchak, it was their sons. And Yitzchak, it was the Enoch. And Avram Avinu, it was the Ur Enoch. And from Sarah, it was the Ur Enoch. Rachel, Zarishel Rachel, that's where, Zarishel Rachel, over there, that's where there's no Pgam. Over there, there's no Kitrig of Mechiris Yosef. And because there's no Kitrig of Mechiris Yosef, maybe that's why Ein Esav Neufel Elabiyat Zarishel Rachel. You know, we daven, Yidden have been davening throughout the generations by Keva Rachel. Mama Rachel, right? That's the tefillah of a Yid is always Mama. Why Mama Rachel? Why Mama Rachel? Why not Mama Sarah? Why not Mama Rivka? Why is it Mama Rachel? I don't know. But it could be because Rachel is the only one. Lefi Hanal is the only one that there's no Mechiris Yosef. At the end of the day, Rachel's children got along. Rachel's children were Ba'ava Ba'achva. There was no Machloikis. Unfortunately, Leah, yeah, there was Mechiris Yosef. And we don't understand it 100%. Of course, we're all trying to understand it on some level. And it's way, 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 way above our pay grade. If there's anything we take out of this raid, is that this whole story is way above our pay grade. But Lemaisa, there was on some level, there was a Kitrig. On some level, there was a Kitrig. Because of the fact that the Mishpacha didn't get along. And on the high of Yitzchak and Rivka, was the Enoch. And Avram and Saul was then. The Mama Rachel's children got along. There was no machloikis with the Mama Rachel. Maybe that's the schus that the Mama Rachel has, that when it comes to Yidden crying throughout the Golas, they've always cried by the Mama Rachel. And Befrat, Chazal say that Rachel was buried al Ema Derech because the Geula Asida and the Geulas are all going to come in the schus of Mama Rachel. The Geula is going to come in the schus of Yidden getting together, being ba'achtos, of Yidden being b'sholim. When Yidden are b'sholim, when Yidden are ba'achtos, we don't have to worry about Mechiris Yosef. Mechiris Yosef happened when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinah. Because then not only is there all the averus of Sinas Chinah, but now it's already b'yoyim pakti or pakad. But when the Yidden get together and they're ba'achtos and they're ba'ava v'sholim v'reyos, at that time, so you don't have to worry about the b'yoyim pakti or pakadati. What's ma'or mechiris Yosef is sinas chinam. That's the b'yoyim pakti or pakadati. That's what's ma'or, and maybe that's why it's mamer rachel, because by mamer rachel, there's no chet mechiris Yosef.